live right now in Royal Oak. I am the FN Denver,
Colorado. Yeah, apparently, go figure. Bob found it. I feel like pull him.
And hi, I'm Chop Liver doing the Twitters.
This is my first time doing it. I'm doing my Bob right now, breathing into the microphone and talking very loud.
But you haven't redlined. No, you haven't.
This week, by Jen Nagmore, them about that, we're brought to you by Changing WG's IT and Healthcare. Their innovative learning model would fit the lives of street certifications are included in their IT degree programs at no extra cost. If you already have the certifications, they transfer so you can finish faster. WGU graduates work in positions of responsibility for leading companies like Microsoft and Apple. Get your $65 application fee waived at wgu.edu/ITinTheD.
Damn, you're a perfect.
Thanks, Dave. Fire when ready.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt, that's Gary, you're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Just where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hey, Dad, how this is Pinky the Genius, the real genius behind Pinky the Brain. And when we take over the world, the only show that people will be able to listen to is IT in the D with Bob, Dave, and Yuri.
No!
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT in the D Show. And Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
What happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bum hole?
Exactly.
Come on.
What the hell with this? I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the show.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka, sweep the leg, listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Professor Xavier from X-Men Evolution. Storm! Storm! Come here, Storm. Sit on my lap, Storm.
You're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds!
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
Hi, this is Ogre. You listen to a bunch of nerds on the IT and the D? Nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hi, it's Julia Montgomery from Revenge of the Nerds. I listen to IT and D, and I'm in love with a nerd.
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT and the D.
Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snooch to the Nooge. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
This is Scott Stein of Big Pump Pump. IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
I'm totally into Dave, but not right. So much Bob.
This is Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Oh!
Hello, smart people. Yakko Warner here, and the only show we listen to in the water tower is Bob, Dave, and Nuri at IT and the D. Good luck, everybody!
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
So,
Bob and Dave, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Now buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
All All right, so hey, we are live for episode 263. We are sans Bob. I feel like we're missing a core component.
You know what? I've tried really hard today. I've drank a lot. I'm on like 17 Adderalls.
And I had like 9 shots of Jaeger.
I know, but I still am not Bob, no matter how hard I try.
All right, hey, before we get rolling, let's talk about all the fun stuff we have going on over the next few weeks. We have got, let's see. This Saturday is free podcast day at Podcast Detroit. So hit podcastdetroit.com. Check on the Start Your Podcast free podcast tab. Sign up for a spot. There's still spots left. I think we have about a dozen people that are coming in this Saturday so far.
That's a lot.
It's kind of the norm.
So
now,
can I just drop by unexpectedly unannounced and have
no time? If you don't hit the form and you don't find a spot and you don't like get a little calendar invite, you don't get approved, no, don't show up.
No podcast for you.
It is a no podcast for you. We mock you, we kick you out. That's what we do. And then next Thursday, 9:13, we have our podcaster meetup. If you've never been to one of those, this one happens to be right up the street at the little bar that we go to all the time called Salinas. Great little place. We'll be there from 5 o'clock until whenever. You do not have to be a show on the network to show up. Just if you want to talk podcasting, properties of podcasting, it's kind of demented and sad, but social.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's always a couple dozen people out there.
Half the crowd is our folks. Half the crowd is other folks.
There's people who just do it in their basement and want to know how to be better.
Right.
Like, and that's the kind of people we attract.
And like just and then cross-pollinating show hosts to be guests on other shows and that kind of stuff.
It's always a good time.
It's a good time. And then that Saturday, 9:15, we will be at Monroe Comic Con, which is just a great, great time. It's a little bit away from here. Dude, so much fun. And Gary's such a great guy. They put on such a good show. They've got great guests. The after parties are just so good.
Will there be karaoke?
They're almost always. It's a con. We bring the belts. It's what we do. For those of you not familiar, we have authentic wrestling belts. I don't know if you guys saw those or not, sitting up on top of the microwave. We had wrestling belts made for drunken Comic-Con karaoke.
Normally, you just drive through Monroe on your way out of the state, but this is a reason to drive
it's
to
a
Monroe.
Stop. Yes, you stop, you have fun. And then 9:20, we have our IT and the D meetup. We are going to be at Embrew. Always love that place. Great time. Pinball,
after my
video
birthday,
games.
I'll probably be there still nursing a hangover.
Yeah. Or getting rid of it with more alcohol. The thing that just got solidified today, so for those of you who haven't seen it, we had a nice, really nice write-up for Podcast Detroit in the Cranes Detroit business that was very, very cool about Podcast Detroit and all the fun stuff that we have going on. September 29th, that's a Saturday, we are going to be participating in a beer fest down there because, if you don't know, we're part owners of Falling Down Beer Company. We are launching...
I don't think that's ever come up on the show.
Never, ever once. We are launching a permanent location for Falling down there as of Friday. We're bringing all the kegs and fun stuff down there Thursday night. We'll be up and running, and there's going to be, I believe, eight to ten other breweries that are going to be there.
That space is just awesome.
Dude, it's so, so
perfect
good.
For an outdoor beer fest. The weather's going to be perfect, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, end of September. It's not going to be 100 friggin' degrees with the heat index and all that kind of nonsense.
Have I mentioned this delicious Falling Down beer I'm drinking is delicious?
And I believe it's the Ninja Chicken that's on tap, which is our flagship. And then the best part is that the beer fest itself ends at 6 p.m. And then there's going to be some apparently karaoke. Speaking of karaoke, is going to be going on from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. So again, we'll probably bring the belts because that's who we are and what we do. And then at 8 p.m., DJ Glockenspiel. And he's not here to puff and primp and pride, but DJ Glockenspiel will be taking over.
I used to DJ at the Post Bar.
That's right, the Detroit Shipping Company. So we're going to be turning that into an 80s night from 8 o'clock until whenever. If you've ever been to one of our room parties at PenguinCon or anything else that we do, it's going to be a good effing time, folks. You should absolutely be there.
Busy September. Just because it's fall doesn't mean we're slowing down.
No, we're not. And it's only going to get crazier through the end of the year. So, hey, before we dive in, though, if you're like most people, you use your personal number for work, which absolutely sucks. I hate getting work calls on my cell phone. Or worse, you have to carry two phones. That's even worse because then you have to keep track of stuff.
My BlackBerry next to my Nextel.
Exactly. I got my iPhone next to my Droid. I got, which passcode am I punching into which phone? But But Sideline gives you a second number so work and personal communication can finally live on one device. With the Sideline app, it's easy to add a second number to your smartphone so you can separate work and personal numbers. Sideline lets you own a dedicated business number so you know when calls are for work or personal. You can even text with clients or customers and automate texts whenever you're busy. You look more professional while keeping your personal number private with Sideline. Sideline comes with calling, texting, picture messaging, and more, giving you all the value of another phone for a fraction of the price. So whether you're a small business owner or just someone who likes to stay organized, check out the Sideline app today. Now, we've said this before, the contact us number that's on both the door here in Royal Oak and the door down there in at the Detroit Shipping Company and everywhere else on our business cards, everything, that's a Sideline phone number. It works phenomenally. Our phones, that number's actually been blowing up today after the Cranes article dropped. Hi, thanks. So here's the deal, though. Right now, IT and the D listeners can download Sideline for iPhone or Android for a free 7-day trial or learn more at sideline.com/trial. That's sideline.com/trial.
Thanks for the support.
Love the stuff. Obviously, I use it literally every day. It's a good app.
So this week's been weird. You know, we talk a lot about breaches here on the show and customer data being exposed, but the two stories this week that got me were one was a spyware that parents install on their children's phone.
Yep.
And the other was a babysitting app called Sitter.
Right.
So in the second one, in Sitter, there were 93,000 account holders had their personal data exposed. So encrypted passwords, phone numbers, addresses, transaction details, including partial credit card numbers, and phone book contents.
Yep.
So that's one of those weird
ones.
You think
you're keeping yourself safe, but you're not.
And that's, I think Sitter is basically like an Uber for babysitters,
basically,
right?
Yeah, find a babysitter, you know, find somebody in your area, in your neighborhood, read reviews, all that fun stuff. I checked it out. Yeah.
But that kind of targeted data against parents, I mean, that's like prime for phishing, spear phishing attacks.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the second one, the spyware app, and there's been a weird pattern of, there's this one hacker that's going after all the companies that make spyware that you install on your people's phones. So if you're a wife wanting to catch your husband for cheating, or you want to monitor your children's usage
their
phone. Yeah, it happens a lot, obviously. There are about a dozen companies who make apps that
basically specialize in.
But this one, basically, they've been keeping all of the photos that the kids have been sending in some kind of server, and I think they probably checked their API key into something, and they broke their API and was able to take 281 gigabytes of pictures and videos. Yeah, pictures and videos. That's
it floored me. So and actually, just speaking of massive amounts of data, you know who's really happy that the kids are back to school?
Everybody driving
Comcast.
No. Oh, really,
dude? My data usage on Comcast has tripled over the course of the summer because of the kids. Like, I literally got my first, hey, you hit your data cap.
Are you serious? I've never hit that. I've got a gig service and I've never hit that cap.
And you have so many people at your house.
I know. I do. Dude, I hit it.
Can you tell like trends in the weather? Like when it's warmer, do you get more usage? When the weather's nice, you get
less?
Oh, no.
Well, dude, my son's on Fortnite 24/7. So that he's streaming that. My daughter's like streaming YouTube videos about whatever the hell she's
while running around the yard.
Exactly. So Comcast is thrilled, I'm sure, that the kids are back in school.
Notice my network speeds are better.
It is. Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of network speeds, actually, I don't have a good segue for that at all.
I was trying to be Bob, but I couldn't. The other thing that got me this week was
Bob do good segues.
Well, yeah, you're right. But Bob usually connects it to something. The thing that got me this week, too, is that Google has been subpoenaed to speak at a Senate Select Committee hearing about interference in Russia's meddling.
Their CEO was invited.
Yeah, which is, think Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg spent how many hours out there sipping water uncomfortably, telling senators how the internet actually works.
And after watching that, would you go?
I think it's a humility thing, right? So your company had a part in it, and Zuckerberg took Zuckerberg. Wow.
The Zuckerberg.
I'm going to get a cease and desist letter. Jesus. So
you're getting an Eminem diss track?
Speaking of that,
we'll come back to that in a sec.
But the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, basically said, no,
nah.
I'm not going to go.
Dude, I wouldn't. Seriously, having watched the sheer stupidity that Zuckerberg dealt with during that hearing, I would view it as a colossal waste of time, and why bother going?
And it wasn't just one either, right? He had two sessions and a week long of testimony, right? So he was up there basically burning a week in D.C. I don't know. Do you have a responsibility if it's your company and you're the CEO?
Dude, what responsibility does Google, the company, have to anyone?
Well, apparently they're rigging search results to make Trump look bad.
Oh my – dude, I loved that nonsense where it like literally took people 24 hours to just spam the Google index so that if you searched idiot, Trump were like – was like the top five results.
I love the power of Reddit.
Dude, well, no, it's like that's the thing that people don't understand is like, you know, so now you've got some moron coming out saying, oh, we need to regulate, you know, Google searches and that kind of stuff. Dude, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. That's not how any of this is supposed to work.
So you're basically saying the government should control the data that comes back when you search for something on Google?
That's what he was
that
saying.
That sounds kind of authoritarian.
So yeah, like I know this isn't a a frequent topic for us, but dude, I'm actually legitimately interested in modern era rap again. Like I have not been interested in rap and I can't tell you how many probably decades.
Also, when was the last time we talked about rap on this podcast?
Other than Bob and I took over a jukebox and played 80s rap all night and pissed everybody off.
Were you spitting some like 1980s rap lyrics?
Right. And dude, Eminem dropped Kamikaze out of nowhere. Like no advance warning, no, hey, just boom, album. It's amazing. And, you know, between Kamikaze and Fall and some of the other tracks that are on there, he literally lays out why I don't give a shit or why I haven't given a shit about modern era rap in forever. Like he's, you know, mumble rap, kiss my ass. This sucks.
I didn't even know what mumble rap was until we talked about it on an episode one night.
I remember that conversation. Like,
what is mumble rap? But the thing that about this that was so weird, it was just midnight and then at 12:01 there was a new Eminem album.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's already working to break all of the records for it.
Dude, I don't doubt it.
Going to hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart already with no publicity, no PR.
Nope. Well, it's almost like, you know, Nike today. You know, it's just destroyed social media. You know, and so, you know, that's why I loved the Emperor Palpatine. You know, meanwhile, in Nike's marketing department, good. Let the hate flow through you. Post even more. Yes.
I'm going to burn these shoes so I can buy a new pair when I realize that I miss them.
Well, dude, like I said, the best part of – honestly, the funniest thing to me is that if you don't think that they're smarter than you, they waited to drop this announcement until everybody was done with their back-to-school shopping. So you already bought your kids the shoes. You already bought everything. All the college kids are back with their shoes. Dude, they're so much smarter than you, and if you ever think they're not, you are so, so wrong. So wrong.
Speaking of college kids, did you see the unfortunate accident that happened down in Interstate 35 in Texas?
Man, although the entire area smells better, from what I understand.
Does it actually smell better, though?
I mean, it's Texas, so it has to.
Oh. Especially some parts of Texas.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, an entire tractor trailer of Axe body spray caught fire and exploded.
So did throngs of scantily clad women come running to the site? No.
I feel like every 22-year-old and younger girl within a 50-square-mile radius came flocking to the scene. At least that's what their commercials lead me to believe.
Is there a fraternity party around here somewhere?
I heard there was a glow party. But no, so yeah, and it's, you know, and they don't really know why.
I heard the Texas's equivalent of the Department of Natural Resources also showed up, but left quickly afterwards when determined it was the wrong type of cougar.
Nice. Randy, you get a bell for that. But the pictures of the Axe body spray cans littering the highway are just, it's way too much.
It's hilarious. I absolutely love it. But, you know, speaking of explosions and leaving holes in the road, there was a little bit of controversy this weekend about Domino's having, you know, we've actually talked about it on the show before, that Domino's has this whole campaign about where they're going out to fix potholes.
That's a really good segue.
And there was some, I'm kind of proud of that one. There was some, a little blowback where, like, you know, they were launching in other states. They weren't doing anything here in Michigan. And now they've basically adopted Hamtramck, that they're going to go fix the potholes in Hamtramck. And people are like, you know, how sad is it that the local government's not doing it? You know, Well, I'm kind of torn about it because you look at all of the incentives and all the tax incentives and that kind of stuff that go into keeping companies in Michigan. For those of you that don't know, Domino's is headquartered in Ann Arbor. So they're not paying taxes. This is a relatively small amount of money.
Plus, don't know
for a hell of a lot of good PR.
They get a lot of companies have philanthropic arms, right?
Right.
They give 10% of their proceeds to charity.
Right.
I can think of probably a dozen companies right now that do so. So why not fix our potholes? Now, the thing that leaves everyone questioning, though, is that their PR for this is a filled pothole with a Domino's logo on it.
Yep.
So is the city of Hamtramck going to be covered by Domino's logos?
So what?
Yep. It's better than potholes, isn't it?
It's better than potholes. And if you don't want that happening, figure out another way to fix the damn potholes.
Hey, Domino's, if you're listening, Mound Road could use some help, please.
Yeah, dude, Garfield, between 696 and wherever.
The entire city of Southfield?
Yes, would love to have your but so I didn't even know this was a thing, and I was a little surprised. I mean, like, we've all seen the cutesy photos on Facebook or Instagram or whatever of, you know, toys with next to drinks or whatever else.
Sure.
Had no idea that this guy, Scotch Trooper, that's his account on Instagram, had like basically built a marketing empire by posing Star Wars figurines next to Scotch brands.
65,000 followers 65, on Instagram?
And when you think about it, like, that's not a lot. In the realm of, you know, you've got like the Kim Kardashians and those that have like sure. millions of followers. But from an alcohol and spirits thing, that's like that targeted niche demographic is huge.
Especially where Star Wars meets whiskey.
Right. Which
is all of us nerds. Right.
Right. Yes. Welcome to our world. And apparently some killjoy with a stick up his ass wrote a 28-page letter to the Liquor Control Commission about how this guy's use of Star Wars figures with alcohol was essentially marketing alcohol to children.
What?
And violated the rules of liquor industry marketing standards.
Now, if I was to think about this, I think it would be something like the folks who own Star Wars. It's Disney, right?
Right.
I think Disney would be the one sending the cease and desist.
Perhaps. Maybe. Although Disney has now announced that with the launch of their new hotel, their new Star Wars themed hotel, they're going to serve alcohol for the very first time
at
Disney starting next year.
I mean, Epcot already has the drinking around the world. That's pretty common.
You've got the centers and all that. But yeah. Right. But no, this is like it's going to be an official Disney thing.
So how is Star Wars figures helping sell liquor?
Apparently, it's – well, it was – and it's honestly, like, if you look through the guy's photos, they're friggin' amazing.
They're
like,
absolutely well composed.
Like, the thing
photos.
He did with Suntory with, you know, the samurai troopers and all that kind of stuff. God, they were so, so good. But no, so now, like, apparently overnight from this being filed, his sponsorships have dried up. Because he was getting paid decent money by Scotch brands and whiskey brands to basically do photos with their brands. And now that's dried up thanks to probably some jackass with a competing Instagram account.
Debbie.
That's right.
Her name is Debbie.
That's right, yeah. And I don't get it.
So now he's basically left to create customized lamps out of whiskey bottles.
Right.
Which he now promotes on his feed.
Which, and honestly, to me, like, that's marketing to me.
Right.
Like, that's – dude, I have Star Wars figures. Mm-hmm. I like Scotch. I think that like that's a good thing.
Does an 8-year-old who likes Luke Skywalker
like Scotch? No, they don't know any better.
And you think Scotch tastes like shit until you're 30, anyways,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So,
just
thanks, Debbie.
So this was handled by, or the complaint was sent to the Distilled Spirits Council, which is just a trade association for liquor. Mm-hmm. So can we do a fan campaign to get them to reconsider their?
I feel like we should.
Yeah,
it's a good cause.
Seems like a good idea.
Hmm. Speaking of good causes, once again, I have no good segue. This really cool company out of Ann Arbor has built an artificial intelligence system to replace humans at drive-thru restaurants. Now, we've seen this trend quite a bit lately. You know, you walk into McDonald's, there's now an ordering kiosks.
Yep.
Right? I remember seeing them in the Amsterdam airport where there's nobody there to take your order.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous touch screens where you poke mm-hmm. it and all of a sudden some employee brings it out to you. But now you could be talking to an AI when you go through a drive-thru.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I met these folks actually at PinkleCon a couple years ago. Jason Mars and Dr. Ling Jitang. And they've basically spun up a company called Clink. And they were once a financial tech company, but mm-hmm. now they're doing artificial intelligence. So you load your menu items into this AI and you're like, I'd like a double cheeseburger with pickles and mayo and a side of fries and a Coke. And an AI can basically do that. Make sure your order is 100% correct. Send it to the kitchen. You pull up the drive-thru and go on your way.
Yeah. I have no issues with this.
It reminds me of that crazy Google video. What was it, a month ago, 2 months ago, where the Google AI called up the restaurant to make reservations?
Yep. Oh, that was – dude, I remember we played it on the show. It was phenomenal.
Dude, I think we're going to get to the point where –
Google Duplex.
Yep.
Google, oh, just brilliant. I think we're going to get to a point where we're no longer talking to humans ever in customer service or drive-through windows or anything.
And I'm okay with that.
Me too.
All right. Hey, bouncing up against a break. Do we stop there? We got one more good.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one that I want to touch on about Costco, though.
Okay.
Always stories about return policies and being abused. I think I've heard stories from a bunch of friends how they will take something from Costco or they'll buy something from Costco and then take it back at the end of the season. And Costco has this amazing return policy where you get 90 days on electronics. Pretty much everything is guaranteed except electronics, diamonds, cigarettes, and alcohol. But apparently a woman has had her Costco membership revoked for taking advantage of their policy.
Yeah, I think we talked about something like this a while ago too, where a woman brought a Christmas tree back to Costco.
A half-dead Christmas tree, yes. Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, the Christmas tree didn't live until January 15th.
Yeah.
But apparently she brought back a printer that she had purchased in 2010. That's 8 years ago. And then she said that the printer malfunctioned right after she bought it, but she never got around to returning it.
Lies.
So Costco has revoked her membership. They've given her back the money for the printer and its ink and her yearly membership cost, and she's no longer welcome. Which is interesting, though. Like, last time I was at Home Depot making a return, they took my ID. So now lots of retailers are starting to track the things you're buying and when you're returning them for people taking advantage of the policy, which probably saves them lots of money in retail loss every year.
Probably, yeah. Like, you can do smaller returns sometimes, but they want to track the big stuff.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because people like this ruin it for everybody.
Thanks, Debbie. And then the last thing I wanted to touch about, Google has finally brought a hardware key to the public. This new piece of tech called Google's Titan Security Key. It's $50. I think a lot of people at big companies have probably used YubiKeys, things like that, which basically is a key that spits out a long string of text, kind of attaches like a keyboard. The YubiKey.
Yeah. Well, and what people think of is, so like, how does this compare to, like, say, like, everybody's familiar, well, at least most people are now, with two-factor authentication.
Right.
And apparently this is a step beyond.
Well, two-factor authentication, you need two factors, and usually you have your choice
really?
Of three.
Really? For two-factor authentication, you need two factors?
But you have your choice of three. You have something you know, which is your password.
Right.
Something you are, which is like your face scan or your fingerprint or whatever, and then something you have. So you need two of those three things.
Right. It's like a PIN code and an ATM card, right? That's
exactly.
Basically two-factor
Something you know and something you have.
Yeah.
And then this is basically like your ATM card to use the internet.
So basically it's like a little key. You put it on your keychain, slide into your USB port. And when you log into any Google site, you can get prompted, push the button, and then it'll let you in, which is something I actually probably shouldn't say that on the radio. But yes, a lot of companies are using them, and Google's been using them for a long time.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like an additional layer of security is not a bad idea. I mean, I'm still stunned by the number of people that don't use two-factor in and of itself, let alone something like this.
I wonder what happens if you lose the key, though.
Oh, they say you're screwed. Like, that's the – oh, yeah. Like, if you lose that mask, you know, that – because that's basically your master password for all things. Well, it's like losing your password to, like, LastPass or LastPass.
Oh, my God. If I lost my LastPass password, I'd be so
You'd be
in
hosed.
Trouble forever.
That's how that right. goes. Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're bumping up against a break.
All right. Let's do that.
Yeah. This is the IT and the D Show.
I feel like we did that backwards. I'm so sorry. You know what? Let me set you up for that, Nuri. Hey, this is episode 263 of the IT and the D Show,
and we'll be right back.
IT and the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit. One beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT and the D Show.
ITandTheD.com.
Welcome back. This is episode 263 of the IT and the D Show. Coming to you live from beautiful Podcast Detroit Studios, Studio One in Royal Oak, Michigan. I am Nuri, the FNG. Bob, the sales guy, is out in Denver at a German bar.
Shocked. I know you're all shocked.
Dave's sitting over there. That was Dave. And then Randy, I do the Twitters. Walker is doing the Twitters. And this is IT and the D.
It's a good thing. And so as always, hit the meet tab, IT and the D /meet.
That's M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T.
Exactly, because if you want the meat sticks, you have to come to the brewery. That's where we
actually,
have those.
They're there?
We have Landjagers at the brewery. They're friggin' phenomenal. They're like, it's a good thing. And or just hit podcastdetroit.com for
you
the meetup.
Throw a redirect up on the website for meet to redirect it to the...
I would, but our brewery website is still in progress, that's a thing.
Is there a little under construction GIF there?
I wish. I want like the 1995 guy with the pickaxe doing, but no, that's not there currently, unfortunately.
We just have to say, Bob, we miss you too. It's
of
weird.
Course.
It's weird without you, and I'm trying to be you, but I can't. So
no one can be Bob.
No,
Earth, Wind, Fire, Water, Bob.
So this segment, we are joined by the folks from Continuum, a science fiction and fantasy gaming convention, October 5th through 7th in Romulus, Michigan. We're joined by Jen Nagel, Paul Jones, and Daniel Dugan. So how the heck are you guys?
Good. I am so excited. I cannot even begin to explain to you how excited I am to
and
be talking to you guys.
Let's all just take a moment to realize this is the first time that Dan has been in studio without a catastrophe happening. Like, whoa. Literally every time we have had Dan booked for an event, for a show, the power has gone out. A tornado has been nearby. like wacky mayhem has always ensued every time we've had Daniel booked.
Does
for a
my
show.
Car still have four tires on it?
Let's make sure we really jinx it, though.
Right? No. I'll tell you what it is. It's Dan and me.
Oh, yeah. So you're the balance to his dark side.
Right.
You didn't notice?
I didn't. So what the heck is Continuum and why should we come to it?
Okay, so...
Well, because let's be...
Do you like science fiction?
No, it's like our listeners, they're familiar with like Comic-Cons, they're familiar with Penguin-Con, because we talk about that all the time.
Okay.
So what is Continuum? What sets that apart? What's different?
Okay, well, Comic-Con is, well, largely focused on comics, and while we love comics... What about everything
Are they really
else?
Anymore?
What about everything else, though?
They're far more about pop culture these
right.
days, but yeah.
It's pop culture.
And celebrity guests, yeah.
Well, that's... Comics address a lot of the same things as sci-fi
True.
Does. Are there social problems in the world? Science fiction will address it. Fantasy will address it through a much safer lens.
Right.
Because seriously, do I have to pull up the old example of Star Trek being the first interracial kiss on TV ever?
Yeah.
That sort of thing is much more comfortable. Problems are much more monsters. Evil is much more comfortable to be addressed through the lens of science fiction and fantasy.
True.
Because, well, largely you can do something about it. And it's not just escapism. It's teaching people how to confront evil things, how to confront problems, how to break down problems. Seriously, I work in project management now. Where did I learn, you know, problem solving and conflict management and planning things?
I'm going to go aim for the 2 meter wide exhaust port that's no bigger than a womp rat.
Big, crazy things can be overcome with a little bit of planning, a little bit of faith. Science fiction and fantasy and, well, role-playing games. First things that I jumped headfirst into was a Star Wars role-playing game. And because of my absolute love for science fiction and fantasy. You shove the two together, you get Star Wars, you know.
My ex's lightsaber.
Size matters not, Padawan.
Was that Jedi Mud by chance? Which one did you get started in?
A play-by-post in Yahoo. It wasn't Yahoo
play
Groups.
Play-by-post?
Play-by-post, and we had chat rooms.
Dude, our guest...
This is where I met John Cole from Witch's Hat Brewery.
Two or three weeks ago was the guy that ran that group. We talked
really?
About that on the show. I'm going to have to go back and look at who that was because I'm totally blanking
God.
Right now. But yeah, absolutely. So when you say it's a sci-fi fantasy con, so I mean, like, are there
game.
Writers there? Is it?
Yes.
Because people think con, they think, oh my God, cosplay.
Yes. Bring your cosplay. Seriously. We do a little bit of everything, but our big guest this year, I am so excited about Elizabeth Baer. I am so excited about Liz.
She's been wonderful to work with.
She has been an absolute dream to work with. Her big debut blew the socks off of the science fiction community.
This is not your first one of these either, right? Continuum is actually the longest running science fiction con in Michigan.
It is one of them, yes. Personally, it's not my first. I don't even know.
We're closing in on
42.
Last year was the before that it was Conclave.
Oh, all right, that now gotcha.
Yeah, so we've kind of done a reinvention in the last couple
we've
of years.
We've rebranded to serve you better. And here's our GDPR.
A little bit. But yeah, Elizabeth Baer smashed the socks off of everyone when she came out with Hammered in 2004. It's a military sci-fi.
Gotcha. Okay.
With a just kick-ass female lead.
Yep. And
multiple Hugo awards.
Hugo, John C. Campbell, Hugo, John W. Campbell, Hugo, Locus.
So she's accredited, is what you're saying.
She is amazing. She also has a bunch of short stories on her website.
So is she going to be speaking there?
She's
is she going to be doing
be
a book signing there? Like, what's the scoop?
All of the weekend. Above. Yeah. She's going to be there all weekend, and she's going to talk about world building. She's going to talk about striking out there for yourself.
So there's going to be end to end create. So the goal when I was thinking of programming for and all the other threads, other cons. So I want to see like Arduino to be able to into like a burlesque class to take.
We're very excited about that.
Grab some beer, then hang out with the Jedi Sith learn about using sabers. Good friend of ours, and we've worked with them for a long time, is it called Aegis. So sword fighting and how to disable somebody with a teacup and
how to kill someone with a teacup. Come on. Yeah.
What if the attacker comes at you with a banana?
Apparently if you have a teacup, solutions. You can win.
Also, some of these panels that Aegis do in particular, like Death by Teacup, is, hey, it's for young writers to come in and say, hey, my protagonist is in this situation. How do they not die?
Okay.
Yeah, so you, as a author, can come on how an actual, like, pirate would board your ship. How you can actually historically tie in features into your novel that may be otherwise shadowy.
Well, no, so that's actually interesting because, like, I do. I mean, I know a lot of authors just because, you know, from hanging around at cons and that kind of stuff. And I don't know that that really exists anywhere else.
I don't believe it does. It's something that I've built up from the ground up. We're going right into NaNeRimo season. If you want to get a scope on how you can write a fight scene.
Novel Writing Month.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys have, in November, a plan on getting your novel set, come to Continuum first. And learn how to plot it. We're going to have several authors available for you to talk how they went through their NaNeRimo journey and how they can help you as a plotter or a pantser get going with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of our other guests of honor are right up this vein for NaNo. Richard Iorio, he is actually our role-playing games guest of honor. He is a role-playing game designer. And not just role-playing games, but Paul looks like he wants to talk here. Yeah, he's a specialist in early American history and.
So he designed the game Colonial Gothic.
Cthulhu!
Okay.
Lovecraft!
Colonial Gothic. It's Revolutionary War time period with things that go back.
Okay.
Monsters such as, but not limited to, Cthulhu, you may have heard somewhere.
I don't know that I've ever heard Cthulhu with that much giggling.
I'm so excited. It's a great game. Personally, that type of time period type stuff. You take that. A lot like the Assassin's Creed games.
Yep. Where, I do a little what if.
War period game. I love that it's like monster. Period.
So from an RPG perspective, like, I know one of the big trends that's happening at cons now is having like a dedicated like gaming track where, you know, people are doing RPGs and they're doing board games and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We have that. We've got a good one built up. Thanks for that. One of the big things we have coming is basically as much of the Gen Con game library as we
can. Mm-hmm.
So how many trunkfuls is that?
Oh, God, there's like a van.
There's quite a lot.
Or a trailer.
Last year, in order to fit more left games all around the room and fit even more games, man, we've had them coming. Mm-hmm.
So do you want to try before you buy? This is a great opportunity.
That type of deal. Also, we've got a group I'm friends with, We Hate Bards. They're coming back and joining us. They do gaming podcasts because they're also phenomenal bards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But no, they'll be joining us, and I'm particularly because our theme for the con this year is dark, so we're kind of centering night, and that happens. So they're coming out and people through the ringer in their games, and they run a and we got other people coming to run, but
nice.
So you've got great guests of honor, you've got an amazing game library.
Oh, I haven't even completed our rundown of the guests of honor.
Wait, there's more. Now, how much would you pay?
Oh, well, the badge, you can get the badge right now at our website, continuingcon.org, for like $65.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about, we're a month out now.
Yeah, yeah, we've still got pre-registration open.
Okay.
So they can still get a discount on the badge if they get it now.
Well, and let's be clear. So, this is the kind of, it's a con that spans multiple days.
Uh-huh.
So let's not be stupid. Let's get a badge.
Yes.
Let's get a
pay
room.
Less. Yes.
And hang. Mm-hmm. For the entire week. As a person who, dude, like, every con I go to, the lesson that I've learned is you want to be
on there. Site.
You don't. Absolutely. You don't want to have to worry about when you're leaving. You don't want to have to worry about what. I heard this is a great party, but I gotta drive home.
I've done it many times.
Get a room.
It sucks. It's the worst.
I know, because especially when you were on staff and people keep handing you drinks.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I actually have a special promotion to announce.
Yay!
Yes. So our hotel that we booked the con at.
This hotel is right next to the airport.
Yes.
And DTW is.
Well, yeah, Romulus. I mean, go figure. Yeah.
It's one of the top airports. And it is right off of I-94.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
It's 20
minutes from Ann Arbor, 15 from Detroit, and
30 from Ferndale.
Yeah, and if you're in the Downriver area, it's like 10. We are running a special promotion because there was lots of confusion with the hotel, and they're trying to be very nice and sweet to us. So, our listeners, book 2 hotel room nights under the Continuum block. We are giving that person booking these 2 hotel nights a free badge to the con for the whole weekend.
We'd probably book 4 rooms just between
this is a Friday Saturday thing.
Friday Saturday and Sunday.
Let's be real, again, we have
stuff Sunday and it's going to be exciting.
No, lesson I've learned from cons is you always book 1 extra day.
Yes,
because you're not going to want to, like, especially after a Saturday night at a con. You are not going to want to wake up, pack up all your shit, and try to be ready to go by 11 a.m.
Right.
That's brutal. So, no, book the stay through Sunday night.
That's 3 nights.
Even if you don't leave. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't stay through Monday. Even if, like, you just give yourself that luxury of, I'm hanging till 10, 11 o'clock at night. I'm just going to chill. I'm going to do my thing.
Or you can call and have a late chat.
Exactly.
I would like to clarify that if you get a hotel room, 2 beds, the person who paid for gets, that's not.
That seems perfectly logical.
But you know what those, 3 other peoples can do? Well, aside from getting a badge, they can volunteer with us. They can volunteer with us and get free badges. Yeah.
Not a terrible
and
idea.
And we're not even taking up your entire weekend.
3-day convention.
It's easy peasy. Yeah. It's easy peasy to get your volunteer hours. Yeah, so it's a very, very special promotion. We haven't even published this over our social media or our website yet.
You heard it first on the IT and the D Show.
You heard it first.
Limited offer.
Limited offer.
Drop, yeah.
We are offering this to, like, the first, was it 40?
So what do we have to do?
All you have to do this is go to the hotel's website, or better yet, call the hotel, because their links haven't been working.
Name changes. Yay!
Oh, yay! Corporate changeover. Okay, yeah. You call the hotel. You say, I want to reserve 2 room nights, the October 5th and October 6th. Okay. And I want you to email your confirmation to me at my personal email account. Okay?
Which is?
No, whoever's reserving.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm like, sweet, we're about to get a personal email address.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a bad
idea.
And
I was like, wait, where's this going?
And then you take that email address, that email that they send you confirming your 2 roommates, and you forward it to us at continuum@continuumcon.org and say, hi.
I would say that one more time slower.
continuum@continuumcon.org.
That's continuumcon.
Yes. You send us your reservation email and say, hi, this is me. I'd like my free badge, please.
Sweet. That seems pretty straightforward and simple.
Easy peasy.
This is for the first 40
people. First 40 people only that take advantage of this.
Very cool.
I know. Big thank you to Tim, the manager at the hotel, for helping us accommodate. And big thank you to the Continuum Board of Directors, Sal, Sue, Paul, and me.
The usual cast of characters. All right, so what haven't we hit on that we should for Continuum? I'm sold. It's a good time.
I got to tell you about our other guest of honor.
I'm waiting for more about this burlesque thing.
So, hey, how about gothic industrial music DJ?
It.
No, you're not teaching the burlesque thing, Paul.
Starring
Jeffrey Weinstock, a.k.a. DJ Cypher.
Cool.
He is a professor of American Lit, Popular Culture, Gothic horror and film studies.
Okay.
At Central. And he has just recently published The Cambridge Companion to the American Gothic, The Age of Lovecraft. And he's very well respected academic.
Very cool.
Also, he is also a very well respected Gothic industrial music and new wave DJ.
Nice.
Absolutely.
I feel like we'll get along with him.
Oh, he is absolutely wonderful. And he is going to be spinning at our Saturday night party, the Dance Macabre.
Nice.
Absolutely. He's also known for DJing Dracula's Ball in Philadelphia, Endless Night in New Orleans, House of Voodoo in San Francisco. So, and he hosts two online programs at WFKU.org.
I feel like that radio station should be made up.
No, I like it. It's missing one letter.
I'm just saying. But no. So, and rumor has it, we were just talking before the show. Apparently, we are going to come out with the remote gear. We're going to set up shop. We're going to let people do. We got a couple shows that are going to come out, or at least we're going to try to get them to come out and do some of their live broadcast there. We'll do that, and then apparently Friday night, because. Let's be real. You don't want us competing with your actual con party. But Friday night, we are apparently now going to throw one of our infamous room parties.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
So we're going to see how that goes.
Basically, since we rebranded to Continuum, we've tried to cheer, just building up fandom. And this year, we're kind of adding podcasts.
Cool.
And
It's kind of a growing medium from what I hear.
Yeah.
Someone said that somewhere.
Yeah. It's not like I listen to podcasts.
You know, our running joke is one out of every two Americans has listened to a podcast because one out of every two Americans has a podcast. That's right. Very cool. So where do we find more info about the con, details, sign up, all that fun stuff?
ContinuumCon.org.
Awesome.
Before we go, let's talk about
some more programming.
Friday. Well, the programming is amazing.
Yes. Amazing. Yes. So, I wouldn't hand off programming to a slacker. Yeah, I mean, really.
I appreciate that. But this Friday at the Tangent Gallery, we are holding an event in conjunction with
Love
Announcers
that place.
Night. Have you been there?
No, never.
Come.
Never. Come. I've never been to Tangent. Friday, ever.
The panelist that we spoke about that's going to be giving the burlesque panel is going to be performing that night.
Yes.
We have a wonderful acro yoga name who's stolen my heart. She's going to be paired with an astrophysicist and talking about the paths of Cassini around Jupiter's. If you've never been to a nonsense night, this weekend is the time to go.
I feel like I have to check this out.
Liquid nitrogen ice cream will be available. It'll be served.
Well, let's be real. Tangent has one of like the best little bars in the area, hands down. And their bartenders are amazing. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have
liquid nitrogen ice cream. That's what you got me doing?
Yeah. You're going to help out with that.
Yes.
We have, as the headliner, a group called, what's their name? But anyway, it's Space Force Electro
Solar
Jazz.
Disco Force.
Solar Disco Force.
SDF.
And they're here to rescue us from the aliens. There's a quest. And
It's going to be the first time that something like this at the Tangent's probably ever been done. There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on there.
This is
going
to be the weirdest thing that happens at the Tangent, and that's saying something.
Skeptical Dave is skeptical. I find that very hard to believe. I've been to a lot of crazy stuff at the Tangent. No, but it sounds amazing. Hell, God, yeah. I'll grab that for sure.
Yeah. So I'll send that to Randy. You can tweet it out.
Great. We'll put up all the links and a link to your website with information about your con this weekend on the website.
What is this Marcus Concernicus?
DJ is going to be asshole jam for a good – you can eat your ice cream – some burlesque and chill out, just space rock.
Sounds like a great time.
Amazing. It absolutely does.
Thanks to our amazing staff and our fantastic gaming groups that are supporting us through all this, like Harmony and Strength.
Putting on a con is just so much.
And Aegis School of Swordsmanship, and our We Hate Bards, and oh my God, there's so many people that we have to thank, and I am going to feel just so terrible leaving anyone out. Well, thank you.
Great. Well, we'll post all those links on our social media, and we look forward to seeing you guys out at Continuum.
That's so excited.
ContinuumCon.org, October 5th through 7th at the Delta Hotel right next to the airport in beautiful Romulus, Michigan.
We'll be there. Yep. And hey, shout out, thanks again to WGU as well as Sideline for keeping the lights on. Life's good.
And thanks to Jen, Paul, and Daniel from Continuum. And on that note, we're going to wrap things up for episode 263 of the IT and the D Show. As always, live from Studio One and Podcast Detroit.
Like we've almost forgot because we are IT and the D.
And do I really want to be a part of that?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you're already getting asked about it.
And you are not and will never be.
All right. So, hey, Bob's not here. So let's do the ceremonial. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Drive safe. Be careful.
Beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
Long live Flash. You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out, and that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the truth. Owns. 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 Owns.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Go home. Unplug. Get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now.
I love this city. I was banging on the way.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.